Big Joe, what day is it?
Okay, today's Thursday, December the 13th, 2018. Not a lot of days today. Like ice cream day. Why is ice cream day in December? I don't understand that. It should be like, what, May or April to get when the weather starts turning nice?
Or July and August when it's hot?
Nah, good call on that one. National Cocoa Day. Mm-hmm. Not the gorilla, but the actual cocoa. The
Cocoa Puffs?
The cocoa you put in your, that makes chocolate, that stuff. National Day of the Horse. Love the horses, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a horse guy. You're Kentucky, right?
I don't ride them. I don't pet them. I bet on them.
National Violin Day. Now, what's the difference between a violin and a fiddle? About $20,000.
Who said that?
I don't know. Somebody says it all the time. What is the difference between a violin and a fiddle?
About $20,000.
Is it? Jeff Coffin plays the fiddle, doesn't he?
No, but he's going to be joining us tomorrow. He plays the saxophone. He's one of the greatest saxophone players in the world.
Tomorrow, next week.
Tomorrow.
Okay. He's not coming down to the Southern with us next week?
I got something else planned.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's it, man. Hand it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It happened. Well, you're really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. It hits my head.
All right, here we go. Today in sports history, this is the best worst brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall. As we do every time before the segment, shout out to people listening around the country for this segment this morning. First up, this is weird, Knoxville, Tennessee. Got people listening on the app in Knoxville today. I wonder if it's Papa Phil. Think he's listening? Getting some clues on when they're not going to hire the offensive coordinator? Maybe.
Knoxville coming through.
Maybe it's Ron Callahan missing us. I don't know. Wetumpka, Alabama. Popular down there. Thank you so
much
for listening.
Where did you pull Wetumpka out of?
That's just a nice place in there. Thank you so much. And always at Judy's Cafe out in Rayon City. Thanks for having us on there in the kitchen this morning. All right, Greg, here we go. The sports history, December the 13th. On this day, 1936, the Boston Redskins lose to the Green Bay Packers. Immediately after the game, they move. What city do they move to?
Well, I mean, obviously, it would be, you'd think Washington, but is that too easy?
Is that right?
Yeah, Washington Redskins?
Good job, buddy. Well, I thought you would
overthink it.
Overthink it. That's correct there. 1956, right? The Brooklyn Dodgers trade Jackie Robinson to New York Giants for pitcher Dick Littlefield at $35,000. Upon being traded, what is Jackie Robinson, the first thing he does?
Retire.
He retires. Oh, man, that makes me laugh. He says, I'm getting out of here. All right, 1969 on this day. This guy is fired as manager of the Minnesota Twins. Come on.
Casey Stengel.
Nope. Go to the other two managers we talk about.
Billy Martin. I did not either. I took the words. You don't have to finish the sentence. I didn't know it either.
Right. 1973, the World Football League granted his first franchise to Detroit. They were called the Detroit what?
Good Lord. Wheels?
Yes. Nice. Nice. What was Memphis?
The Showboats?
No, that was USFL. Yeah,
okay. Memphis Tams? No, that was the basketball team.
Basketball.
I don't know.
They had Larry Zonka.
Yeah.
On that team.
Google.
Sad day today, 1977. University of Evansville basketball team, 14 players down a plane crash. Greg, where was that team headed?
It was headed to Murfreesboro to play MTSU.
Sad. 1977.
Right from takeoff from Evansville.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sad. Didn't a few years ago they play on this day? They played middle? At middle?
I don't know if it was on the day, but it was. They were honored. Yeah. Okay. I mean, it was. I don't know if it was exactly that day. But.
All right. I remember this game, and I don't know why. 1983. The Denver Nuggets playing this basketball team combined for NBA record 370 points. Mm-hmm. Who'd they play in this game, 1983?
The Lakers.
Nope. Three overtimes. They won 186 to 184. The other team won. But what? It's a team that you would not think about scoring a lot of points.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Nope. They won the NBA title in 89 and 90.
The Pistons.
The Pistons. Good job, pal. Well done. 1989, Walter Davis ends the NBA free throw streak at 53 games. Where did Walter Davis go to college?
North Carolina.
That's right. 1997, on this day, this award caused a trailer park frenzy, according to Chris Fowler, in the state of Tennessee. Why is that?
Oh, Charles Woodson and Peyton Manning.
Yep. A trailer park frenzy, and that's why all Tennessee football fans hate Chris Fowler.
Oh, and he will never outlive that.
Nope. Had to have extra security when he went to Knoxville to do game day. All right, here we go. Time for celebrity birthdays this week. We had a great game yesterday. Charlie won 5-4 at the buzzer. You guys were on top of all this stuff yesterday. It was so good. It was an instant classic. SportsCenter re-ran it last night. That's how good it was.
That's the first piece of sports they've run in about 3 years then.
All right.
Charlie's up 2-1, right?
Yes. Yep. Here we go. On this day, December 13th. Now, folks, listen, you got to get them within two. It's that simple. First up, former Secretary of State George P. Shultz.
87.
85. 98. Actor comedian Dick Van Dyke.
92.
95. 93. Pogues up 1-0. Music film producer Lou Adler. For those who know Lou Adler, he's the one that sits next to Jack Nicholson at every Lakers game. He also produced Tapestry?
Carole King.
Yes, he did that.
Tapestry. I will say he is 78.
77.
85. Singer, entertainer, who used to do That's Incredible, John Davidson. When he hosted Hollywood Squares, he'd call a circle out, whatever. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, Fanny Flagg. He would sing their names. John Davidson.
73.
75.
77, tied at one. Singer, the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent.
70.
69.
70 exactly. Our ombudsman Chuck Morris said the USFL, the World Football League, was called the Southmen. And were also called the Grizzlies.
Huh.
Okay. Thanks, Chuck. Lead singer of Alabama, Randy Owen.
67.
65.
69. All right, Poe, you're up 3-1 now. You got Brad Powers looking now. He's lives up in, I think, Carthage or one of those cities. Singer John Anderson, just a swinging country singer. John,
you talk
Anderson.
About a true country music voice.
Yep.
John Anderson's got it. I'm gonna say he's 71,
69,
64. Singer actor Morris Day,
63.
61.
62, that's a push.
Push.
Actor Steve Buscemi, who could possibly be the ugliest man on the planet, but is an incredible actor.
63.
55.
61. Pogues up 4-1. You're going to blow this, Greg. I got a feeling.
Hopefully you run out.
Actor
I'm going into the four corners.
Actor comedian Jamie Foxx.
51.
49.
Damn, 49 dead on. 5-1, you got the swoop. All right, that's...
No, Charlie got that one.
You said 51.
And what was it?
51.
Oh, you said 49. We both misunderstood you.
Well,
so
Don't do it again. Oh, we'll finally finish it out. National native Taylor Swift, today's her birthday.
Taylor, she is 30.
29.
29 exactly. Still alive.
I mean, she only promotes what year she was born like every 13 seconds. So,
from the TV personality from The View, Debbie Matenopoulos. She got kicked off, but she's a cutie.
42.
43.
44 is 5-3. I'm not getting out of here yet.
There's no names. You're running out of names. You're making them up.
Lead singer of Evanescence, Amy Lee.
40.
39.
37. It's 5-4. Hold on, Greg. Stop being a jerk. A few more.
It's the second time you called me a jerk.
A few more. Ferguson Jenkins. We've had him on the show.
Fergie. Yeah. I got his phone number.
Yeah,
give him
how
a call.
Old is he today?
We ought to have him. We ought to call him up and wish him a happy birthday.
Let's do it.
I'm serious.
Okay. How old's
Ferguson Jenkins is 77.
79.
75. Pogue staves off Charlie, you went 6-4. Good
job. We'll get the rubber match tomorrow.
All right, Greg, here's your song. This was a smash hit in 1973. It's now back on the charts again because of the commercial. I need the name of the band and the song.
Yeah, I know. I know that I heard this on the commercial. Oh, gosh. Wish I knew now what I knew then.
Correct.
And the artist is...
Crap. You got this. That is not Rod Stewart singing. People think it is. It's not. A bitter man. He spoke of women's ways. Ron Woods.
Ron Wood
is also in the band. Come on, Kevin's listening. This is in your wheelhouse.
Pete Townsend.
Faces.
Faces. What, Rod Stewart? I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.